truth of our motivation for being our brothers and sisters. Are we judging them? Or are we being loving? The focus of today's reading is all of it. It's pretty clear. Anytime Scripture seems that sin is in the conversation, both mercy and forgiveness are usually also addressed. Jesus commanded, he didn't call us to forgiveness, he commanded us to be forgiven. God is all merciful. But there's no mention in today's scriptures about mercy or forgiveness. The wisdom of the those who plan these readings, you know. Because the very next passage talks about forgiveness. The very next passage in the gospel after the one I just read talks about forgiveness. But yet we didn't hear anything about it today. But we have a very narrow and particular focus. That being, what does the law prescribe concerning what to do when someone sins against us? And in the gospel, we're given a precise three-step procedure to follow, which is based on Jewish law. First, talk to the person one-on-one, mano a mano. Try to settle. This is one of the best ways to settle a difference, or to approach someone and advise them on what they may be saying. The second, if that one doesn't work, the second choice is get two or three other people and go and discuss it all together. Look at all the points involved. Pluses and minuses. Usually, one of or two of these, one or the other of these, can settle the matter. It's important. Give the other person, the one that you're talking to about sin, it's important. Give them the benefit of being able to try to, of knowing that you are coming at them with sincerity, and that you want to help them to grow. That works best when you start alone. It also works, if that didn't work, it can work with two or three people. But the scripture tells us if either one works, take it to the church. In this case, in this particular gospel reading, when it says take it to the church, it's talking about the local church community. Here would be the people's ascension. Make it to the church, and if the person is still not convinced that he is that he or she is sinning, you treat them as you would Gentile or tax collector. Basically, what they're saying there is expel them from the community. That doesn't necessarily have to be final. The important thing to remember is that the goal in this instance is reconciliation between the sinner and the one that's sinned against. The ultimate reconciliation with God. That's the very definition of sin, an offense against God. And this is where both the first and the second readings come into play big time. The first reading speaks of the importance of our responsibility to let our sinning brother or sister know that they are sinning. We are responsible for our brother and our sister. If we know they're sinning, it's our responsibility. If we don't try and stop them, then it's our fault, not theirs. And it's a very serious. Because you're talking about, it's a speaks of love. One who loves another has fulfilled the law. It's a summary of that second reading. Can both of them be accomplished? Be responsible for trying to correct one who's sinning and loving them? Can those be accomplished at the same time? Absolutely. Them, criticism, or belittling them, or even making fun of them the way they've been sinning, they will not help us again. But if we come to them with sincerity, telling them we want to help them, telling them we want them to have life, then they'll understand. That's coming with love. Vital that they understand the nature of our motivations for trying to correct. The best way to think of it is, how would you go about correcting one of your children who you think is doing something that's wrong? If you are trying to correct your children, you're trying to help them, you're doing it in a loving manner. You want them to have the best. We are correcting our brother or sister and want them to have the best, and they know it. And they will accept it. Love. It's most likely that, as I mentioned before, that if we try even going to them and talking to them personally, one-on-one, or taking two or three people, usually that will get the problem resolved. That will make them aware that they're sinning, and they will try and change their ways from the sinning ways. But if they have to be treated like a Gentile, if they have to go to the church and refuse still, if they are treated like a Gentile or a tax collector, that's when God's bountiful mercy can come into play. God, mercy and forgiveness are always, always out there, waiting to be accessed by a change of heart with the sinner. By a change of heart with the sinner. This three-step process of first going to them personally, then taking two or three other people, taking it to the church. It sounds like it's the old way to address this problem, the way that would have been done back in Jesus' time. And maybe that is what happened, or what seems to happen all back then, that doesn't happen today. Maybe that's what it's